It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Hoo-ah.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And it's a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Here at the halfway point of the year. And after a whole half year of reporting in 2025 so far, we still have no idea what the heck is going on with anything out there. It's just
they don't know what they're doing. Do you understand that?
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Hey, while we're at it, speaking of course, we might as well trump at 7:47. And in Washington, it is a vote-a-rama going on. A marathon voting session underway. They worked all night in the Senate. They're still going on. Strong.
They work in Washington, D.C.?
Well,
that's amazing.
McConnell dozed off about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. But yeah, the big, beautiful bill is being batted back and forth. And that's supposed to get done. Because it has to go back to the House because they're making so many changes on it.
Go home.
But the Trump July 4th deadline is looming, and they think they'll get it done. Meanwhile, speaking of, Trump suggests Doge, or what remains of it, should look at the subsidies for Elon and see if they can trim some fat there. Uh-oh.
Doge!
And then he is supposed to be on 747 with us, and that will be right after, I believe, he goes on a visit to the Alligator Alcatraz down there in Florida. It would be the migrant detention center right smack dab in the Florida Everglades, surrounded by a swamp. The facility is, quote, surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain. And that's just Florida. So there you go.
All right, enough fun.
Thanks for watching. Yeah.
Thank you. The Bezos wedding went down over the weekend with a $50 million price tag and another $50 million for the bride's ring. Guests like the entire Kardashian-Jenner industrial complex were in attendance, along with Leonardo DiCaprio, Orlando Bloom, Oprah, and more. But one gal that did not get an invite, Meghan Markle. As you can imagine, she's not very happy about all of this, especially since she considers herself one of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
Sure.
Meanwhile, Charlize Theron, well, she's not worried about being left out. She told some fellow celebrities at a big swanky event that not getting an invite means the other people suck and they're cool.
There you go.
A plus for candor.
That's how you be cool.
Yeah.
Well, cool. We're cool.
We're so cool. We're
so cool.
Ugh.
7 weeks of the trial that concluded this past Friday, and the Diddy trial went to the jury yesterday. First day of deliberations and nada, no verdict. And it seems like they were dealing with a weird snag and didn't even get to much deliberating, as the jury sent the judge, like they had only been in there for like 2 hours, and they sent the judge a note saying they believe one of the jurors, juror number 25, cannot follow instructions. It's not exactly clear what it meant or specifically or anything like that, but the judge just said, all right, well, y'all just keep deliberating. So they're going to keep it deliberated. And that will continue on today. So, the juror kept requesting more and more. He wanted to see the evidence and the baby oil. So that's, this is just not ever going to be a normal trial.
Huh. Dolly Parton. Let's talk about her. Something we can all agree on. Well, she's still got it after all these years. Tickets to her Las Vegas residency sold out in just minutes, and heading out for the big show? Well, it may cost you more than a mortgage payment. The cheapest seats I found, over $1,400. Well, the best ones in the house for a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Okay? $2,500. Meanwhile, that recording with the Wiggles, it all went down. She welcomed them to her Nashville studio. They laid down a song or two.
Yeah.
And she's also teamed up with Motley Crue for a remake of Home Sweet Home. So don't pigeonhole her. She's everywhere, man.
Was it the yellow Wiggle you said was hot? Is that the one?
No, that's the blue. It's Anthony. Don't be ridiculous.
Heather Lee.
Yellow Wiggles. You don't
Meanwhile,
know Wigglies.
If they're excited about Dolly in Vegas, this will be the to be the third sphere they have.
That's enough out of you.
All right. It's a public service announcement. U.S. Food and Drug Administration alerted a big recall on Friday. 143,000+ pounds recalled of ready-to-eat bologna.
Oh.
Yeah. It was out of New Jersey, the Gaza European style, I don't know, the company that, either which way, the recall is because numerous amounts of the lunch meat products were being recalled nationwide as health officials warn they may contain a different type of meat than is listed. It's bologna.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the mystery.
Goodness gracious. So Costco, everybody knows that you can get some really good dupes there, including the folks over at Lululemon. Now, if you have a teenage daughter in your house, you'll know that the price tags on those are eye-wateringly painful. And there's been a little bit of an issue here. Lululemon now suing Costco, saying that their products are confusing. They're entirely too similar. Namely, their sweatshirts, jackets, and pant designs. Also saying they violate trademark law. They want damages for lost profits.
I've never owned a pair.
I haven't either.
But at Costco, you can buy them by the pallet, so I don't know what people are getting confused.
I have a teenage daughter. That's why I can't afford Lululemon.
There may be some confusion, but one of the hottest bands right now on Spotify, they have like 500,000 monthly Spotify listeners, is a band called the Velvet Sundown.
Oh.
They are a 100% completely AI-generated band.
Oh, no.
And they are one of the hottest things right now on Spotify. So, we're going to stick to radio.
Well,
yeah,
it's a good thing it's a radio show.
Because we're at least real here. And speaking of being real, Khloe Kardashian yesterday listed all the cosmetic procedures that she has had. And unfortunately, this is only a 4-hour show.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.